The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
24 hours a day, 7 days a week. The news never stops. Life goes on around town and around the world. You need a talk show that keeps track of it. A program with bold opinions that's always open to your views. That is this show. Welcome to the Mark Davis Show on 660 AM. The Answer.
Well, welcome back to the Mark Davis Show. This is your guest host, Rodney Anderson, filling in for the vacationing Mark Davis here at 660 AM, The Answer. We're talking election integrity and the Republican Party platform that was voted on by the delegates about 3 weeks ago. And we are going to be joined right now by Kat Parks, who is the former vice chairman of the Texas Republican Party. Kat, how are you this morning?
Good morning, Rodney. Thank you for having me on today.
Oh, I'm looking forward to this segment. I really am. I had a great conversation with Jason Sneed from the Honest Elections Project and what they're doing to help ensure honest and fair elections across the country, including litigation. And now we're going to talk about winning elections, which is what you're about doing with the Project Red Texas, correct?
That's exactly right. So one thing that we know is that you can't win if you don't run. So Project Red Texas was founded in 2018 as an effort to recruit and support candidates at the local level. And what we found, Rodney, was that there were a lot of counties, especially in South Texas, where there were Republican victories at the top of the ticket, but very few Republicans were even running down ballot. And so if a Republican doesn't file, you lose 100% of the races that you don't enter. And that needed to change.
Well, I find one of the things that I really want to focus on is a lot of the efforts that are being done by Red Texas Project, yourself, Wayne Hamilton, who I believe is either the executive director or one of the partners or one of the creators, and what the impact you guys are having in South Texas. Because yesterday we had Evan Smith from the Texas Tribune that was on, and he was talking about the structural deficit that Democrats have in the state of Texas. And they've obviously picked up, you know, the Dallas, Houston, San Antonio, Austin metro areas. South Texas has always been a stronghold for them. And that if we as Republicans in South Texas can make the inroads that I think you guys are making, it's going to be extremely difficult for Democrats statewide. And so tell us about some of the work you're doing down in South Texas.
Absolutely. So Wayne and I coming together, it just turned out to be a great partnership. We noticed that 9 of the 10 largest R-shifts in the nation took place in South Texas. And so in 2018, we had 54 candidates and flipped 4 counties. We flipped those 4 county commissioner courts from Democrat to Republican. And this cycle with Wayne and I coming together, we're supporting 135 candidates in 24 counties. So the growth has been phenomenal. The interest has been phenomenal. And we're coming out guns a-blazing, taking South Texas very seriously because, as you said, I think the Democrats took it for granted for too long. And there's too much corruption. There's too much entitlement in the party and the way they function down there. And it's time for a change.
I think I was reading an article earlier. Is it the Starr County judge that hasn't filed election reports or his finance reports for a number of years? Is that accurate?
Yeah, I mean, this judge is really the epitome of arrogance, and he's not ethical. He's made statements saying that, you know, Starr County won't flip red, at least not in his lifetime. But the reality is that citizens deserve elected leaders who follow the law. And in holding office for nearly 25 years. This is the county judge, right?
Mm-hmm.
He has failed to file campaign finance disclosures the entire time. So raising and spending political funds without a designated treasurer, without filing this campaign finance, it's a Class A misdemeanor, punishable by up to a year in jail per offense. This is the type of arrogance, this is the type of corruption that is just endemic down in Starr County and in South Texas. And our candidates are starting to point these things out and are wanting to, you know, they're wanting to represent their counties with the leadership and the empowerment that they deserve.
I think that's one area where the legislature could step in and increase penalties. It's interesting. The legislature would have to increase penalties for not filing campaign finance reports. Oh, wait a minute. That's us. And if we make a mistake, we could be subject to increase penalties. Because I think you've got a case down there right now where a county judge hasn't filed finance reports for the last 25 years. The Ethics Commission can try and find them, but good luck collecting, i.e. Ron Reynolds down in the state legislature who didn't file campaign finance reports for 10 years. We've got a case here in Dallas County right now. I'm looking at an article that I'm going to say her name. Lawyer Marilyn Mays. She has not filed campaign finance reports for 2016, 2020, 2022, where she finally won election as a criminal courts judge. I might let that one sink in for a minute. But you guys are now supporting 135 candidates. What type of candidates are these? Justice of the Peace candidates? Are these school board candidates? Are these county government, city government, state government? What kind of folks are they?
So we are working specifically with county judge down through the constable level. You know, there are a lot of other efforts that are focusing on local government issues. And in fact, I started a separate committee as vice chair for the Republican Party of Texas that's going to focus on those things. So we're working on county judges, county commissioners, justice of the peace, county clerks, treasurers, offices that are held at the county level.
That is also. And how many counties did you say? Because you've got 135 candidates. How many counties? And are these all in South Texas or are they all over the state?
24, and everything is in South Texas. South Texas was really the area that we saw. You know, the biggest thing about South Texas is that, you know, we saw those R shifts. People are tired of Democrat promises that aren't coming true, and they're really being attracted to the common sense policies that the Republican Party is offering: economic freedom, law and order, backing the blue, strong borders, oil and natural gas independence. I mean, those are the things that are really bringing Hispanics in droves to the Republican Party.
So the same things that drive traditional Republican voters are driving folks in South Texas. And I found that, you know, from a state legislative standpoint, the first person that I don't want to say started the process, but Representative Aaron Pena back in 2011. Representative Pena had been a Democrat for decades and switched parties. And he knew in switching parties that it would cost him his seat. But he did it anyway because it was the right thing to do. Now you have State Representative Ryan Guillen, who has now switched parties as well. And I think with these men, and I think McAllen elected its first Republican mayor.
Mayor. That's right.
In McAllen. And for those, I mean, it is a border city. I had a business partner who still lives in McAllen, and I spent a lot of time there. The people are conservative. We as Republicans have not done a good job of delivering a conservative message to South Texas. We just haven't.
Well,
and I appreciate what you're doing.
That is certainly changing. I'll tell you about another exciting party switch that really stood out to me. And the New York Times did a feature article on her. She's actually the judge of Terrell County, which is down on the border. It's a working class border community. And when she became Democrat judge, when she was elected, you know, they're one of those counties that are really feeling this unmitigated border crisis. And in last year alone, they had 16 migrants found dead. It's a tragedy. And the county ran over its budget to bury them in the first month that she took office. So, you know, that county reached out to the governor's office, to Abbott, and Terrell County is now set to receive about $8 million to increase law enforcement on the border. But that Democrat, former Democrat, party switched because she saw that Republicans cared, that Republicans cared about the border and the issues. And then after she party switched, the county clerk party switched, the county treasurer party switched. And so we are seeing this red wave. Certainly Representative Guillen, you know, that was exciting and that gave a lot of momentum. And you're exactly right to highlight Aaron Pena, because this movement started a long time ago, but it's picking up speed. And that's what Wayne and I are trying to do, is help provide infrastructure and support so that Hispanics can finally have a voice, finally have a Republican conservative voice, because as you say, their values already align with us.
And I think that in conversations with some of my Democratic colleagues and friends up here, that this is very, very concerning for them. Now they put up this front. Oh, that, you know, you guys have been trying this for years. This isn't, you know, we've got South Texas is ours. I just don't. I see not just the anecdotal evidence, but just like you're saying, you've had long time Democrat switch parties. You've had mayoral elections are, quote, nonpartisan elections. Right. Okay. You keep telling yourself that. But when you have the mayor of one of the largest cities in the valley that is now a Republican, you now have, J.M. Lozano is another one that folks forget about. Mm-hmm. J.M. Lozano was another mm-hmm. one that switched. He's kind of north South Texas, if that makes sense.
mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
So
you're right.
Well, Kat, how can folks support the Red Texas Project? Support what you and Wayne are doing. Website and your contact information. I know you've got some Twitter followers out there because it's been lighting up this morning. How can people reach you, get in contact with you, and help you guys?
Absolutely. Well, we'd love for your listeners to help us flip more Texas counties from blue to red this November. And to get involved or learn more, visit our website. It's projectredtex.com. And so projectredtxliketexas.com. And then follow us on Twitter at projectredtex. So there's a lot of momentum. We'd love for everyone to be a part of it. And I think the really important message that I would like to leave you with is that it's not about some people from Austin coming in and trying to push a Republican narrative on these communities. These communities are ready. We have found local leaders who want to step up. They want to get involved. And we're simply empowering them for the long term to make a difference in areas that really have been neglected for too long.
Kat, this has been an absolutely wonderful phone call. This is Kat Parks with Project Red Texas. She and Wayne Hamilton are helping to keep Texas red and turning parts of purple Texas red. Kat, thank you so much for joining us today. I greatly appreciate your time.
It's absolutely been a pleasure, Rodney.
You take care. This is Rodney Anderson filling in for the vacationing Mark Davis here at 660 AM The Answer. Welcome back to the Mark Davis Show. This is Rodney Anderson filling in for the vacationing Mark Davis. I am a former state representative and former Dallas County Republican Party chairman, and it has been a great morning already. We have spoken. We're talking election integrity. We're talking about making gains into South Texas. We've had a couple of guests on this morning. Jason Sneed with the Honest Elections Project, shedding some great light on how Democrats have been using the courts for years, what we've known, but what they are doing and what Republicans nationwide are doing to push back on Democrats' attempts to use the courts to override the legislature. And then we spent some time talking to Kat Parks from from Project Red Texas. And I am really excited about the work that they're doing in South Texas, where they are taking a traditional Democrat stronghold And the messaging that they are doing with the population in South Texas is no different than the messaging that we would use in Republican primaries here in Dallas-Fort Worth. They are conservative values, low taxes, pro law enforcement. We support our schools. We support traditional family values. The same thing that we do here, they're doing there, and they're making some tremendous gains. And so, if you'd like to talk a little bit about election integrity, or you'd like to talk about, you know, how the Republican platform, what you've seen, what you've read, you know, you may have read some things that you disagree with or you agree with, give us a call here at 866-660-5759, 866-660-5759. After we come back from the break, we are going to have a conversation about Biden's plummeting poll numbers. And we're going to be visiting with a longtime friend of mine, one of the very first people that I met professionally in politics. She was the communications director for a large political action committee, and we're going to talk with her here. Here in about 5 minutes, her name is Sherry Sylvester. I am looking forward to that conversation, but I'm also looking forward to talking to you. We have a couple of lines open at 866-660-5759. Give us a call, talk election integrity, talk about anything you want to talk about at 866-660-5759. This is Rodney Anderson sitting in for the vacationing Mark Davis here at 660 AM, The Answer. Welcome back to the Mark Davis Show. This is former state representative, former Dallas County Republican Party Chairman Rodney Anderson, filling in for the vacationing Mark Davis. You can reach us here at 866-660-5759. We're talking election integrity. We're talking about winning elections in South Texas, and we're talking about the Republican Party platform, but I had something that popped up here just momentarily that made me giggle, and cancel culture. That's one thing I've never talked about is cancel culture, and the headline read, if I can get rid of the ad that popped up there, aging rockers quietly crawl back to Spotify after short-lived Joe Rogan protest. Crosby, Stills, and Nash have ended their protest they began against Spotify 5 months ago. Apparently, when the royalty checks stopped coming in, people kind of go, you know, maybe this cancel culture thing isn't all it's cracked up to be. And they have quietly joined back. But anyway, what we're going to do now is we're going to talk to a friend of mine that was one of the very first people that I have ever that I ever met professionally in politics, and that is Sherry Sylvester. Sherry, how are you this morning?
I am great, Rodney. Great with you this morning.
It is so awesome to talk with you. It's been a long time, and Sherry is now a distinguished senior fellow at the Texas Public Policy Foundation. And she does a lot of political communication, but you're also what I didn't know is I didn't know that you were also a writer. And from the journalism standpoint, you've written a very interesting article about President Biden and his plummeting poll numbers.
Well, and they're even worse since I wrote that article. What stunned me about it, you know, Biden, Monmouth came out with a poll yesterday, and Biden is at 36 approval, 88% of the country. We are on the wrong track. And the reason, of course, is inflation. The thing that was important about this Monmouth poll is that 42%, almost half of the public, say it's directly affecting their lives. And we wondered, you know, was the Roe versus Wade ruling going to impact? It is not impacting at all. inflation is the top concern, according to about 40% of the public. Number one issue going into the election. Abortion doesn't even make it into double digits. Neither does any other issue.
It's interesting.
So overriding.
It's interesting,
but
Sherry.
What struck me of why I pinned that article was, so what does Biden do? He issues an executive order to try to override what we're doing in Texas to slow down parents from giving their kids puberty blockers and hormone treatments and putting them into surgery early. So that was his response to what's going on in the country, was to try to block Texas from taking care of their kids.
It's a completely tone deaf response from Washington. When you look at, I had Evan Smith on yesterday, and we were talking about one of the questions was, will the overturning of Roe v. Wade energize or somehow give lift to Democratic candidates? And what he's seeing, and what I agree as well, is that those camps are already made. You're either pro-life, pro-choice, and okay, we're more concerned that I'm paying $4.50 a gallon at the gas tank, that the roast that I'm buying that used to be, I used to pay this amount for, well, I'm still paying that same amount, but it's about half the size that it was before. Shrinkflation, I think, is what they call it. And to have that complete tone-deaf response from Washington is just stunning to me. And I don't know if you see that in other places. I don't know if you're seeing that in other parts of the country where, shrinkflation is happening in addition to inflation.
I think what we're seeing all over the country is all kinds of fallout from the inflation. I read a great piece this morning in the Wall Street Journal talking about haircuts. And haircuts are something that makes it clear that it's Biden's policy, because the cost of haircuts have nothing to do with Russia or the supply chain or the chip shortage. And it just really shows small businesses not being able to keep up with increasing labor costs, increasing cost of products. It's up about 7%. And that, when you think about what haircut costs, that's a lot.
Sherry, yesterday my son was lamenting something that had nothing to do with something he was growing in the backyard. And when I say something he was growing, he's growing beans in the backyard. So for any of you that are thinking anything, he's growing beans in the backyard, and they're not germinating the way they're supposed to. And I said, son, that's the supply chain issue. And he just looked at me like the little deadpan meme of, seriously, Dad? But people are feeling it. I'm looking, Ted Jones, who is an economist that I follow, Americans are cutting expenditures due to inflation, 52% in driving, 47% large purchases, 46% in travel, 50% in entertainment, 42% in clothing, other goods. I was talking to Cindy Burkett yesterday. Cindy drives a very fuel-efficient hybrid, and she's not even driving nearly as much as she used to.
It's an attack on us, and it's quite amazing that the Democrats continue to push this. There's no mystery in the country. That's the other thing this Monmouth poll showed. People know it was Biden's policy. 60%
It's incredible. Yeah. Again, mentioned the tone deafness. We're speaking with Sherry Sylvester, distinguished senior fellow at the Texas Public Policy Foundation, and we're talking Biden's plummeting poll numbers. And the question is, and this is, can they go any lower?
I think they can. It's hard to see it, but
you're trying to find that floor. Because there is a core group of there's a core group of Democrats that are going to vote for the Democrat no matter what. They're going to support that no matter what. When I'm sitting here looking again at another one, grocery inflation issues, surveyed 1,000 adults, 72% are seeing increased grocery prices having an impact on budget. 34 said, very significant. 38 say somewhat significant. 22% said not very significant, and 6% said no impact. I think those that it's had no impact, they must not eat,
or are not going to the grocery store.
Or not going.
Thinking about your question, can it go lower? Absolutely, because Biden's instincts are the people around him. I mean, you saw the story this morning. He's pulling oil out of the Strategic Petroleum Reserve, but he's sending it overseas.
Which makes no sense when John Q. Public is paying $4.50, which is what we're paying, but you go to some of these other states that are paying $7, $8, $9 a gallon. I feel like I'm stuck in 1980. I was like 12 in 1980, but I can remember inflation, and I can remember it being 105, 106 degrees for days on end, which is apparently what we're in right now. And I just see the response from the Biden administration being very similar to Carter, going, huh, okay, well, whatever.
Well, and it's exactly, I mean, when you were in the legislature, Rodney, you knew what the Democrats were saying, and we knew better than to ever give them any power because of what they would do. Look what he has done. I mean, he's created this with overspending, incredible overspending, and moving the wrong way. I'm sorry, go ahead.
And doubling down on spending. That says, you know, hey, we're going to eliminate student debt. We're going to just basically say, okay, yeah, we printed the money, but now you don't have to pay it back.
Exactly. I mean, we know the other stuff is there. We know this China and the supply chain and all that, but it's the overspending that gave us what we got. And we also know what works, and I think the public knows what works. It's the Texas model, you know. Let's cut taxes. Let's deregulate. Let's cut that government spending. I mean, we could get it back on track. And I think people know that. And I think that's why the election in November is going to be such a big victory for us, even with all this other stuff going around. I think people see it.
And I see it. You know, I see it not just here in Texas. And we were talking earlier with Kat Parks, who is doing the Project Red Texas down in South
right.
Texas. And I don't know if TPPF is you know, helping them with messaging, working with them. I know as TPPF does a lot of policy work. They put out one of the best policy guides for new legislators that you find. And the folks in South Texas and looking at, you know, the legislature's not going to change much. We know that just because of redistricting. You know, there may be a few pickups here and there. But when we look nationwide, there are substantial pickups that can be made. And I know you follow national politics as well. There are substantial pickups that can be made in the House. There are some seats that can be picked up in the Senate. And I don't know if you guys are following any of that at all.
Well, you know, TPPF is not a political entity. But as you say, we do look a lot at policy, and that's been the real difference in South Texas is the policies. When we just looking at, you know, Rodney, you were there as we were trying to cut local spending, cut school district spending and cut local spending. The Democrats in the cities that they control, Dallas, where you all are, the spending there is 34% above population growth and inflation, 34%.
And see, those,
and in South Texas, they're very aware of that, and that's making a difference. And just let me just say one more thing.
Yeah.
Of course, a lot of the workers in South Texas, they're involved in the oil and gas industry. So what Biden has done is a direct assault on them. So I think the Democrats look at it, well, why are we losing the Hispanic vote? Blah, blah. You're losing it because you're going after people's livelihood.
Well, then you throw on top of that the social agenda of the left, where it's promoting lifestyles, transgender lifestyles and things of that nature that are completely anathema to conservatives. And by and large, folks in South Texas are conservative on a social nature. I mean, you had two of the Democrats that would vote on pro-life issues would vote with Republicans in South Texas. And the more they double down on that, I think it's going to continue to shrink their poll numbers down there.
It's incredible that they do not get this. And I don't know what they think. I mean, as I said in my paper, transgender folks, particularly transgender kids, they need treatment. This is a mental health issue. This is not a rights issue. But every Democrat, I think, in the House, or most Democrats in the House, voted for an abortion up until birth. So they've got to run on that, Rodney. And nobody in the country believes that, and they really don't believe it in South Texas.
Not at all. We've had private conversations with legislators from South Texas that they're concerned about the direction of their own party, and you see folks like Ryan Guillen, who has now switched mm-hmm. parties. He is not the first. When you look at Aaron Pena that switched back in 2011, right. You had J.M. Lozano that switched. This has been a process, and I appreciate the policy work that TPPF does to educate legislators and to other folks around the state and around the country. Very much so. Oh, Sherry, is there anything else that you would like to add? It's always a pleasure. I haven't talked to you in quite a while as I did the lead up. When we first met, I was a very angry young man. When I did that first stump speech, you're like, we've got some work to do.
Well, it's been an interesting year for me, Rodney. As you know, I worked for 7 years as the senior advisor to Lieutenant Governor Patrick, and I'm still very, very closely connected to issues and following the issues. And being at TPPF with all the brilliant think tanky minds over there, it's great fun. Looking at the economy, looking at energy. Your old colleague Jason Isaac runs our life-powered energy program, and he's all over the country spreading the message about what we need to do, which is such a huge contrast to what we're actually doing. And then, it's TPPF has become the most influential think tank in the country. You know, we have an office in Washington, D.C. now, so it's right. Not just Texas. And I think Republicans realize that in Texas, we do it right.
Well, I appreciate your work. I appreciate the work of TPPF, and I genuinely appreciate you coming on with us today. And I will say, Sherry, please don't be a stranger. I'm still around, still out here, and I appreciate your time this morning.
Great talking to you, Rodney. Thanks for having me.
Thanks, Sherry. You take care. Bye now.
Bye-bye.
This is Rodney Anderson filling in for Mark Davis here at 660 AM, The Answer. Welcome back to the Mark Davis Show. This is Rodney Anderson filling in for the vacationing Mark Davis, and we've had a great program this morning. We've had some great calls. We've had some great conversations with Jason Sneed on keeping elections honest, with Kat Parks about winning elections, particularly in South Texas. Just got off the phone with a good friend and Sherry Sylvester from the Texas Public Policy Foundation, and she had mentioned the fact that the Biden administration continues to double down on policies, and the liberal logic sometimes just is mind numbing to me. And so I came across this social media post, and I thought that you guys would find this at least somewhat funny and maybe entertaining. There was one woman who was about to finish her first year of college, and like so many others, she considered herself to be very liberal, and among other liberal ideas, was very much in favor of higher taxes to support more government programs and redistribute wealth. She was ashamed that her father was a rather staunch conservative, and she openly expressed that. And based on the lectures she had participated in and the occasional chat with professors, she felt that her father had for years harbored an evil, selfish desire to keep what he thought should be his. One day, she was challenging her father on his opposition to higher taxes on the rich and need for more government programs, and she proclaimed that her professors had to be the truth, and she indicated to her father, and he responded by asking her how she was doing in school. She answered that she had a 4.0 GPA and it was tough to maintain, and she didn't have time for a boyfriend because she didn't have college friends. And her father said, "And how is your friend doing? How's your friend Audrey doing?" She said, "Audrey's barely getting by. She's taking easy classes, never studies, has a 2.0, but she's invited to all the parties and has lots of fun, even though she doesn't show up for classes." Her father said, "Why don't you go down to the dean's office and ask him to deduct 1 point off your GPA and give it to your friend who only has a 2.0? That way you'll both have a 3-point GPA, and certainly that would be a fair and equal distribution." The daughter was shocked and said, "That's a crazy idea. How would that be fair? I've worked hard for my grades. I've invested a lot of time and a lot of hard work. Audrey hasn't done anything while I work my tail off." Father slowly smiled and winked and said, "Welcome to the conservative side of the fence." This is Rodney Anderson filling in for the vacationing Mark Davis. Give us a call here at 866-660-5759 if you want to talk about liberal ideology, winning elections, or informing elections, honest elections, here at 660 AM, The Answer.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.